Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt. Der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler
und Anna Reed.
Hallo, ich bin Astrid Bassler und ich führe euch in diesem wöchentlichen Podcast durch Gespräche mit internationalen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern, aber auch kunstnahen Personen. Und jetzt wünsche ich euch ganz viel Spaß beim nächsten Gespräch. Hello everybody, today we have our fourth edition in English. And I'm very happy to introduce you to Anna Reed. Hi Anna, thank you for coming here today.
Hi everyone.
So Anna she's originally from New Jersey, well she grew up there. And she came to Berlin in November last year. Anna will be doing class with us on Saturdays. And we talk about that a little bit later. But Anna, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your art background.
That sounds good. So hi, I'm Anna. I just graduated from art school. I went to Rutgers University and got my bachelor's in fine art, painting and graphic design. My art background includes being an art teacher, being a studio manager and artist assistant, as well as being a graphic designer. So I studied a little bit of painting and design and was able to use both of those to have some really interesting jobs while I was studying.
All right. And what made you decide to come to Berlin?
Yeah, why am I here? I came to Berlin 1 year after, or I guess 1 year ago, and I was doing an artist residency. And then in the first half of the summer, and then in the second half of the summer, I wanted to travel and see Europe for the first time. And I went to a few different places and fell in love with Berlin. And then a year later, when I graduated, I got a small grant to be able to travel. And I wanted to use that as an opportunity to spend a longer amount of time here. And yeah, I arrived here for that reason. I had some friends that did the same and was able to apply for a work visa and come here.
Well, that's great. What would you say, Berlin is now like your new hometown. What is your first experience? Like, how do you, what do you think about Berlin?
I love it. It's beautiful here. One of my favorite things about Berlin is how community-based everything is. So there's tons of community centers, art galleries and museums and different opportunities to get involved with the people that live here. So, and a lot of outdoor parks. I live right by Tempelhof, which is one of my favorite places.
That's nice. Yes. Yeah. That's for sure. That's something very special about the city here. Talking about spaces or communities, have you already had a chance to get in touch with certain art communities?
Yeah, well, part of my excitement about joining the urban art team is that I am finally able to get involved with the community of working with children again. So one of my favorite things in the world is teaching art, and being here has allowed me to start to do that again. But aside from that, a lot of my friends are artists, and we go to studio spaces and galleries and things like that to try to learn more about the art that is taking place here in Berlin.
And I'm also totally excited that you came to us and you want to do classes with us, especially in English, as we have also a big community in English speaking or in general international community here in Berlin. So Urban Art Kids is like one of the new projects that you're doing with kids. But back in New Jersey, you also did some projects with kids. Can you tell us a little bit, why do you think kids love your art and what you were doing there?
Yeah, so one of my favorite things about working with kids is that they ask such important questions about your work and their work. So you're put in a position to try to answer these questions for these new young artists that are discovering their passion or already have their passion for art and are just trying to strengthen it. And it really allows you to think critically about the kind of work that you do. So I've worked with kids of all ages and specifically love working with very, very, very young children who get to learn about the world through art making and crafts.
You said you like to work with kids which are already particular, very small. What projects were you doing with them in the past when you had classes?
Yeah, one of my favorite jobs I ever had was working as an art director at the summer camp in my hometown. So it was about 5 elementary schools and 1 middle school. And I was in charge of using all of the supplies that they had and also ordering new supplies, but building all these crafts for about 200 to 300 kids, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Wow.
That's a big, intense.
But you've been by yourself with all those kids? Or no, you're talking about that you've been doing that while you were over several classes, or?
Yes, so I would
otherwise
travel.
It's not possible.
That would be very much intense. But I would go to 2 elementary schools and the 1 middle school per day and teach the same lesson every day. So I would drive around in my car through my town with tons of art supplies in the trunk and arrive at these summer camps that were already taking place with counselors and would teach a craft for the afternoon or the morning. And that was so fun because I had to get really, really resourceful with how to use supplies wisely to teach, you know, 40 kids how to learn about watercolor painting and things like that. So those were some of my favorite crafts because it was geared towards elementary school students and in a big, 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 large group where everybody was trying to work together to make the same thing.
So how does it work? How many kids were per class attending your art classes?
It would range. So with each elementary school, the kids could opt in to taking the art class or opt out. So if they wanted to play kickball or something like that, they were absolutely allowed to do so. But there would be maybe sometimes between 15 to 30 kids at a time. So the counselors were very helpful in helping me keep everything organized.
Okay, yeah. Well, 15 to 30 kids, that's obviously... Yeah, big group. But on the other hand, if you go to school classes, it's also like 25 to 30 kids mm-hmm. in school. So obviously, it's a different kind of teaching if you have bigger classes than if you have smaller classes, like also with us with Urban Art Kids, where you have maximum 10 kids per class.
Yeah,
they get a little bit more attention. And as you said, you have to be really looking into the how to use your resources, because if they're all at the same time painting and doing things, you have to look that they don't make everything at the same time in a mess. So how did you coordinate them? Did you give them a theme, or they were free painting? How did it work?
Well, can I share a story of something that went very, very wrong on the first day?
Let's absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Not great, but you're curious.
So I was super excited for this job, and I arrive, pull up with all of my art supplies on the first day, and we were going to do the bubble art craft that I told you about,
right.
Which is where you use food coloring and you dye bubbles, the bubble liquid, and you blow colorful bubbles on a piece of paper to create either an image or a greeting card or something like that. So I thought I had everything planned out. I had all the materials, cleanup supplies, everything I needed. Already had dyed all the bubbles, but I did not take into account that it was windy outside. So
all right.
We started working on this craft, and we had tablecloths that were not stapled down or anything onto a table. And the wind came and knocked all of the bubble juice on everybody's arts and crafts and dripped everywhere. It was awful. And I was so flustered because it was my first day. I was trying to make a good impression with these children and all of that. So I had to learn how to do things in a way that was foolproof, you know, that could be cleaned up easily, could be, not messy, basically. But what I would typically do was do 2 to 3 different craft options. And so that divided the big group into smaller groups based on what they were interested in. And I would do a little bit of a demonstration and then just allow the kids to use the materials however they wanted. So keeping lesson plans really open and allowing for a lot of self-expression.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we will also do that here in March and April. And how did you solve that really terrible first experience, you know?
Lots of paper towels. But I learned to, honestly, it was a great first day because it went very wrong. So then it allowed me to be not so stressed about making mistakes. And I think that's a big part about being a teacher is trying your best, trying to plan out what you can, but being prepared for things to go differently or to go in a direction that maybe is a little messier than you thought.
Yeah, I think you always have to improvise, that's for sure, mm-hmm. because always things go other than you have planned them.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, we will also have Anna here on the 14th of March and the 18th of April. She will do some small family Saturday class. So kids starting from 3 years are welcome to come with their parents or also without their parents. What's great is here we have a market, like a farmer's market nearby. I don't know if you're aware of that, Anna. We have the Karl August Platz and they have a farmer's market every Wednesday and Saturday. We will do a morning class with them starting at 11 o'clock for about 2 hours so the kids can come and try out some different kind of subjects or themes that you prepared. As I understand, you also wanted to do that bubble class as well. Well, I guess we will do it inside so you don't have the problem about the wind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that definitely sounds great. But as I understood, you also wanted to introduce some other themes to it. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
I want to focus this class on learning about nature and our natural surroundings and also using recycled materials and things that are found around us to make really beautiful crafts, collages, paintings, drawings. And basically, I want it to be this really, really open-ended way to get introduced to all these different types of art making. So I know a lot of the other courses are very focused on printmaking or tape art and things like that, which is so cool. But I was hoping to engage these younger age children in allowing a lot of different options to see what they're passionate about. So it'll be a pretty broad, lots of different topics and things like that course that I hope the children enjoy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will. We'll make a link about that so you can check out the event or you sign up with our newsletter. So you will also hear about those two events that will take place in March and April. But now, Anna, you told me before while we had a little intro that you went to see some museums here in Berlin. Did you also go to some art museums? Was there something you really liked most? Or
yes. So actually, yesterday I went to the Puppet Theater. Have you heard of this?
Which one?
I don't know exactly how to say it in German, but basically the Puppet Museum.
Ah, okay. Interesting. No.
So I didn't really know it existed until I was doing a little bit of Googling, but it's a very, very, very small theater that has all these older preserved puppets. And it's very scary because puppets are interesting and beautiful, but also a little bit creepy. But apparently they host puppet shows and things like that I found to be really fascinating.
Wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. No, and I don't know this one, but wow. So you said on Karl Marx Straße, did you go by yourself or did you go with somebody?
I went with one of my best friends, Shay, who is visiting me.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's always good that you have also people showing around Berlin.
Mm-hmm. It's very much a good time to show my friends around.
What would you think is important for American people to know when they visit Berlin?
Hmm.
What's your favorite spot?
I think, well, first of all, to learn how to say you don't speak German in German. So that I think that's an important first step. But I really, really, really love to go to the art museum. So anything on Museum Island is very beautiful. And to visit the natural parks and the botanical gardens and things like that. And also to look on the internet or Facebook for free events, because there are so many cool free events that are happening.
That's true. There's always some open space events or free events going on. You also have programs with the museums, which are great, also for kids as well. Do you remember in particular like one or two spots you would say you really have to see that? You said in general, but what would you say is your favorite ones?
Yeah, I went to the Bode Museum that I thought was very beautiful, and the big spiral staircase that's in kind of the main area. And then I would check out the community garden in Tempelhof Field, because that is also kind of my backyard. but it's this beautiful kind of handmade garden in the middle of this abandoned airport, which is so fascinating.
You also grew up close to New York, so you told me that you also went a lot of times to New York City and check out places. What would you say is the difference? Like, is there some comparison between New York and Berlin?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I grew up so close to New York, so I was lucky to be able to see a lot of amazing art in person. And I think Berlin and New York have a lot of similarities, but the difference is New York is huge.
Yeah,
so
much bigger.
But yeah, I think that's... I haven't really thought much about the differences between the two or the similarities, but I really love, whenever I'm feeling homesick, to go actually to some shopping malls, because I think there are a lot of shopping malls in New York, as well as visit gardens and parks, because the Brooklyn Botanical Garden is very close to where my family grew up, and I like to go to gardens when I'm missing it.
How interesting. Mm. Those are really two totally different places, right? To a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously in Berlin, we meanwhile also have a lot of those. That's for sure. But the urban spaces, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to take some breaths and be surrounded by nature.
Yeah, I agree.
Anna, I'm really looking forward. So on the 14th will be our first start to do the Family Saturday. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Right. And thank you so much for coming here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. We'll hear more and see more about Anna. And yeah, please come by in March and attend her Family Saturday class, everybody. Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Goodbye.
Vielen Dank, Anna, für das tolle Gespräch, das wir geführt haben. Ich möchte euch jetzt noch das kommende Interview vorstellen mit Regina Roskoden. In der nächsten Woche werden wir über eine Ausstellung zum Thema vergessene Dinge in Kinderzimmern sprechen. Ergänzend möchte ich euch noch ein paar Informationen geben zu Urban Art Kids hier vor Ort in der Galerie. Wir haben derzeit eine Ausstellung von Ciao Coyote. Die Gründerin Alicia Margolis hatten wir schon im dritten Podcast interviewt. Sie hat ganz tolle, farbenfrohe Poster, die ihr bei uns hier vor Ort kaufen könnt, aber auch natürlich im Online-Shop. Für ganz Kurzentschlossene könnt ihr am Samstag noch am 29.02. zu unserem Comic-Workshop inklusive Kochkurs hinzukommen. Den machen wir zusammen mit dem Eat Berlin Festival. Ja, und im März, am 14. März, sowohl als auch am 18. April, werden wir den Family Samstag machen mit Anna Reed. Da können Kinder ab 3 Jahren mit und ohne Eltern kommen. Im April, zu den Osterferien, werden wir auch wieder ein Feriencamp machen, zusammen mit Helena Hernandez vom 6. bis 9. April. Alle Informationen und Details zu den Terminen stelle ich euch natürlich gerne in einem Link nochmal zur Verfügung. Ja, und ich würde mich sehr freuen, wenn ihr auch mal persönlich hier vorbeikommt in der Urban Art Kids Galerie.
Hey, hey, danke, danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit. Wir verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.